Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Texans are 6 days away from starting training camp. Sports Radio 610 is going to have you covered wall to wall. We're going to be out there. We're going to have the players. We're going to hear from a lot of coaches. So keep it locked to Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610. We're also going to have a new lineup, which we'll get into at noon. But before we do that, we got to pour one out for a couple of guys who are going to be no longer with us. They didn't die, but in this business, it can be cutthroat. And unfortunately, Rich Lord and Mike Meltzer were let go yesterday by the station. And in the, we'll give our thoughts on each of them in just a sec. But in the spirit of Mike Meltzer, we got to go back in time to my favorite moment with Mike Meltzer and Seth Payne. This was when Mark Vandermeer was in during the Texans season. We've heard Mike and Seth go at it before. This is one of the most entertaining moments in the history of Mad Radio. This is vintage Mike Meltzer and Seth Payne.
But the thing is, cap space is hard to evaluate because you want to have it, but it's like, how do I use it? Do I use it to re-sign my good young players? That's a great usage of it. Mm. Do I use it to overpay guys on other teams? Well, then yeah. It depends on which guys I'm using. Listen, Seth, I mean, we're gonna have a if I go in this every morning at 6 o'clock, and
Mike,
I have to sit here and say,
here's $20.
Yeah,
here's $20.
Listen, am
I supposed
to?
Is it good for me to give this to you?
What are you gonna do with the $20? Why are you so freaking angry about this? Listen, all right, Rick, what the hell do you want me to do with this? Honestly, like, what the hell? Like, yeah, you made a great.
I don't feel like I'm the angry one here.
Jeez.
This right, is what happens every...
We'll be back. Mad Takes coming up next on Sports Radio 610.
All right, yeah, bye, guys.
The best thing about that was Seth really... It was pretty... I don't want to say it was that disrespectful. Seth literally went in the back of his pocket, pulled out his wallet, and was handing Mike a $20 bill. And you can hear Vandermeer when it's happening
Oh, Lord.
Where is this going?
That's a trigger.
That was very fun. But Mike Meltzer let go. He's actually taken the bar in 2 weeks. And that's one of the more impressive things that I've seen in a long time. Hosting Morning Drive in a top six market and completing law school along the way. Rich, we know he was here for damn near three decades, started in his 30s, ended in his 60s. Your thoughts about Rich Lord no longer being with Sports Radio 610?
Well, I mean, look, here's the thing. You know, we all, you, me, Figgy, we all have people who don't like us on the air. Are we going to be on every – there's never been a radio host born who don't –
Speak for yourself,
buddy. There's some people don't like. And then there's people who people largely like. It was hard not to like – Rich Lord. I'm saying the vast majority of people listening just liked his approach, liked his style, his voice, his tenure, etc. And I say that to say this, you know, you can't write the history of radio in Houston without Rich Lord being on the proverbial radio cliche trite Mount Rushmore. You're building a Mount Rushmore of Houston radio, Rich is on it. So no matter if you were like his most ardent fan or if you were like, you know, whatever I liked. I liked when so-and-so was with him more or whatever. You can't write the history without Rich. I mean, that's the ultimate sign of respect. And you don't last in this business, in a business that changes constantly 20-plus years without having it going on, man. I mean, you know, you just can't write the history here.
I got to give a shout out to Rich for doing what he did. I've been canned before. It takes, for most people, it doesn't last 25 years. So I think he should be very proud of himself for everything he's done. For Mike Meltzer, for me, that's a close friend of mine. Mike Meltzer will likely, when I get married, Mike Meltzer will probably be in my wedding. That is one of my close
breaking
friends.
Breaking news, Figgy.
Breaking news here on Sports Radio 610. Mike Meltzer will probably be in my wedding. No, that's not what I
Landry's
said.
Landry's getting married.
Landry's getting married.
I said when it happens.
Why'd we bury the lead?
Mike Meltzer will be a part of it. That is a guy that I think Mike Meltzer has a unique skill that very few people have, in which he legitimately enjoys listening to people. He legitimately enjoys getting to know other people. And I think, you know, some people look at it as passive, but I think Mike Meltzer is an intelligent guy I think his sense for sports is second to none, and there's zero doubt that what Mike Meltzer is going to do in the future is going to be more significant than anything he's done in the past.
I was thinking about Eric Gordon in the shower last night.
No, don't do that, Mike. I'm trying to make you sound good, but don't be doing that. But Mike Meltzer, a good friend of mine, and nothing but respect for him. We'll get into the new lineup, though, at noon and tell you what we got in store for you and our thoughts on that. The biggest news today in the NFL, Tyreek Hill will not be disciplined by the NFL. The NFL released a statement basically saying they did not have evidence to suspend Tyreek Hill. So the man who was fourth in the NFL last year in receiving yards, fourth in touchdowns, will be on the field for the Kansas City Chiefs. Huge news that not only impacts the Houston Texans, but it impacts the NFL as a whole. As we sit 6 days away from training camp, OG, are the Kansas City Chiefs your favorite to win the Super Bowl?
I mean, I don't see anybody else that can stack up with them, and that includes the New England Patriots. I know it's always dangerous. Everybody all together say, but Tom Brady, Bill Belichick. Yeah, it's always dangerous, but the New England Patriots are not just going to plug and play at tight end and replace Rob Gronkowski. And I don't think you can underestimate or overstate how important he was to Tom Brady. A Tom Brady, which, by the way, you gave some numbers yesterday that really statistically was not as accurate as he's been last year.
He had the third worst. He missed on 20% of his passes. 20% of his passes were off. That was third worst in the NFL.
Right, and so he's not going to have that 6'7" freak of an athlete to just throw it up there anymore. So they lost a valuable weapon. I don't care who they replace him with. The Chiefs just got their best weapon back outside of Mahomes. I mean, they got their best weapon back for the entirety of the season. I don't think it's right, but that's just an opinion. You know, they didn't have the evidence to suspend him. He came out, and you hope he's being sincere, talking about how he's going to make the NFL and the Chiefs proud, and he's not going to let them down. The Chiefs got a great, great weapon back. The Patriots have lost him. The Chiefs are the favorites in the NFL. And frankly, in the AFC, I think the Colts are probably second favorites. To be honest,
I do too. If I were power ranking AFC teams right now, I'm putting the Chiefs number one. I'm putting the Colts number two. I might even put the Chargers or Titans ahead of the Patriots.
People forget how good the Chargers were last year.
Yeah, I mean they were a 12-win team. Yeah. I mean that was a damn good team. How they follow that up is to be determined. But I would put the Patriots barely in the top five in the AFC. I think their division's going to be a little bit better too, but I'll be damned if I haven't said that 100 times, and next thing I know, right, the NFL season ends. And
yeah, we're going to be replaying this and laughing.
Putting up a Super Bowl ring. This is a question that only I would ask. Mm-hmm. And I think this is something that nobody's talking about, but I think it's a question
nobody's talking about that.
A lot of people can relate to. We talk about morals, and we talk about, like, integrity, and we talk about, you know, would you want this guy on your team, and would this team sign this guy and roll the dice on this guy with character? Fantasy football season is about a month away.
Mm-hmm.
What would it take for you to take someone off your fantasy football board? Like, let's say there's like someone who did something off the field or something. Would you ever take someone off your fantasy football board for character?
Fantasy football,
not an owner. You're not having to do that. But on your fantasy football squad, is there anything someone could do that would take him off your board? I'm assuming Michael Vick would have been off your board because of his dog.
I was just going to say.
His trouble with dogs. I mean, he loved dogs.
My first gut reaction was, hell no, I don't care. It's fantasy football.
You would not draft Michael Vick.
But then I started thinking.
You wouldn't draft him in the last round when he was in his prime.
I wouldn't have drafted Michael Vick. You're absolutely right, 100%. So, yes, there is. There is someone. Plus, certain players that, I mean, there's none in the league that I can think of right now that I just, like, hated. You know, I hate that guy, you know, or whatever. But people draft him you can draft Ezekiel Elliott right now. He's not a good dude, and he's a cowboy. And a lot of Houston fans are going to be doing that.
I don't understand why some people won't draft guys on rival teams on their fantasy football team. Mm-hmm. I don't understand that. Like it's a completely different thing. To answer the question that I just asked you, there's nothing anyone could do that would get them off my fantasy football board. there's really nothing, and I don't know. I don't think that would be the case if I were an owner. I would draw the line somewhere. But when fantasy football begins, got my game face on. So, Tyreek Hill, if you're there in the end of the second round, you might be on my roster, baby. Don't know if you're going to be, but if you're there in the end of the second round, let's chunk up that peace sign and go win some
games.
Isn't
he a first-round pick?
Nah, he's a second-rounder.
Is he?
He's a second-rounder, yeah, because it's going to be this year in fantasy football. Well, yeah, there's four elite running backs. So, mm-hmm. This year you want – you want an elite running back, and there's four of them, especially in PPR. You got McCaffrey, Barkley,
PPR changed
Zeke,
everything.
Kamara. It's awesome.
Back at the, I like it, but back in the old fantasy football days when we used to do it longhand, quarterbacks were the most important.
Cecil Shorts, who is addicted to fantasy, by the way, he texted, he said, there's nothing you can do not to get on my fantasy team. Just win, baby. Cecil's addicted to fantasy.
Good for him.
No, no, and he's starting to get really emotional.
Oh,
like,
no.
No, if you mention a player who let him down in fantasy, his heart drops.
Oh, I've got a couple of those.
I think Cecil could do a league with, like, when his kids get old enough, they could do a family league. It would be a deep
league.
They'd
have to leave one out.
Yeah.
Leave the mom out. Have to be an eight-team league.
Nah, dude. Cecil, man, more power to Cecil with the seven. What was my hot take today that you and Wade were clowning on me about Cecil?
What was, that this is the easy time for the kids. He's got seven kids. They're the
seven
oldest
under
one,
seven.
Yeah, the oldest one is seven.
But I said, we were talking in there, and I was like,
are you insane?
I was like, this isn't hard. I said, this isn't hard for Cecil because I think it gets more difficult when the kids get older, when you got all these activities. Right now, Cecil probably doesn't get a lot of sleep. He's going to be able to sleep more when the kids get older, but he's going to need that sleep because his schedule is going to be full. You imagine if they're all athletes? If you have like,
oh, they will be.
If you have seven, what do you mean they will be? How do you know?
Look at the lineage.
They could be scientists.
No, I'm saying they're going to be athletic.
Look at him. He's just going ahead and laying out this destination for you. What's going on here?
No.
I don't understand. They might be scientists.
Yes, they might be. Doctors. But they're going to be athletic scientists.
Is his wife athletic?
I'm guessing. I don't know.
I think she played basketball in college. Oh, she played sports.
There you go. Yeah. There you go.
Every girl plays basketball in college. That ain't hard. So I don't know whether they're athletic or not. I'm just kidding.
God, you're
John.
A hater.
I'm just kidding. Astros win 6-2 last night. They pull off the split against the Angels. George Springer with home run number 22. The baseball messiah, also known by his government name as Alex Bregman. He hits his 25th.
25, man.
Wade Miley, he gets the W, the guy that I think a lot of people are sleeping on heading into the postseason for the Astros. Rangers in town tonight. They begin a three-game set with the Astros. They're currently 10 games out in the AL West. Jared Sandler of the Texas Rangers broadcast joined us earlier in the program, and he said that the Astros should consider trading for Will Smith and Madison Bumgarner from the San Francisco Giants. He said that Kyle Tucker should be a guy they should throw in a package. They shouldn't even hesitate with that. And what would happen there is you would bring in Madison Bumgarner to add to the rotation, one of the best postseason pitchers in the history of the game, along with Will Smith, a lefty out of the bullpen, a much-needed lefty, because we can both agree the Astros could use a left-handed arm in that pen.
Yeah, look, Wade Miley, not quietly. It's not quiet at all. But I think a lot of times, as we are all saying, and I'm guilty of this, that they have to get another starter. You forget that they've got a pretty good 1-2-3. He's the three, and he went, nine innings, five hits, one run last night. No, that was Mad Bum.
That's Mad Bum, man.
But he went 5.1 innings, had a really good outing, and I think he's 13-6. Decent pitcher.
Bumgarner yesterday, amidst all the speculation, 9 innings, 5 hits, 1 run, 6 strikeouts, and the Giants ended up winning 16 innings. But Madison Bumgarner looks like he's in he's ready, locked and loaded to go to a new squad and compete for his fourth World Series championship. If Madison Bumgarner does come to the Astros, he will be the most country guy in that clubhouse. One of the most country guys maybe in town, right next to Clint Sterner. This is Madison Bumgarner, courtesy of ESPN, talking about a scare he had in the offseason when he was at his ranch.
I'll try to make this short. Stepped on a snake, and you can imagine what that was like. And ended up, we killed the snake, and it apparently just ate three rabbits. And my wife was able to save one of them. Believe it or not, that's a pretty incredible story.
Well, it's not as incredible as the story he followed that up with. This is Madison Bumgarner talking about his previously mentioned wife. She not only can rescue rabbits, she can catch him on off days.
The off days are nice, and I'll use them when I can, but if there's a day off before start day, I like to come in, do some running, do some throwing, just real light, nothing too intense. And my wife played softball growing up and through high school and stuff, so instead of canceling somebody's golf game, I just took her and we went
so
in.
So she's
and
caught
catch.
Your bullpens before?
She has. She hadn't
put
caught
some gear on?
Yeah, she hadn't caught a bullpen, but I don't throw bullpens in the winter. That's the only reason. If I did, she would catch them for sure. But she's caught all the breaking balls, me throwing as hard as I can, she can catch them.
Does that? I know you're kind of you're a dirty old man. I have no shame saying that. I don't.
I'm sitting right here, man.
Yeah, I know you're a dirty old man. Yeah. Like you got. You don't need blue chews, is what I'm going to say. Shout out to Sean Pendergast. John Lopez does not need blue chews. His sex drive is through the roof, and he's a role playing freaky individual.
What are you saying?
Does the thought of a woman Does the thought of a woman in catcher's gear turn you on at all?
Well, now that you mention it.
I'm an older man that love all women.
That was one of those. John, this is why I love you, man. That was one of those things where you really can't take back what you say on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
I overdid that, okay? Yeah. I should have just asked you that question, and I overdid it a little bit.
What's going on?
But here? I had to keep going, and I apologize for that. Figgy, did I take that a little bit too far?
You did. I didn't know where you was going.
Does the thought of a woman in catcher's gear turn you on, Figgy?
Nah, not really.
What turns you on? Like, if you were going to role play with your wife, Figgy, what would turn you on? What would you want her? What would you want her to be like?
Oh, this is a great
question.
She's
already a teacher.
What? Character, what role?
Yeah,
would you want in her? Let me just her say to this. Be.
It better not be a cartoon character.
No, okay. No,
it better not be. What would it be, Figgy? What would the role play be?
Probably be like a doctor or something, right. Giving me a checkup.
713-572-4610.
Oh no,
this is brilliant.
Oh no,
713-572-4610.
Oh no,
for him and her, by the way, because we have a lot of loopholes who are female. What role? In a perfect world, would you want him/her to be in sexy time?
Do you have an answer to the question?
I got several.
Lay them out. Tell me a story, OG. I knew you were going to love
Tell me a story, OG.
I'm trying to think which one I would, like, if I had to pick one. Stripper? Because I'm not a strip club guy. Because every time I've gone, I'm like, well, this is all right.
So would you want her to, like, pretend she's giving you a lap dance?
Yeah, but, like, you know, strip her and get it.
What was that? What the hell was that? You're sitting there like, what are you doing? Did you see? It's like doing, like, a catcher's mitt. Okay, John, I get the point. For me, I would probably say not teacher. That just kind of freaks me out. My mom's a teacher, so that would be weird.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. That would reveal some deep, dark things.
I can't do all that.
How about like a sexy librarian?
Librarian? Who goes to libraries anymore? I don't think it's relatable. True. I don't think it's relatable. So, you know, cop is always something that comes up.
How about like a character, like a... No. But like a real life character.
No. No, not a character.
Like Pocahontas.
No. No. Absolutely not. I don't know. I'm going to have to think
about like
this.
Cheerleader.
Cheerleader.
I don't know about that.
You can't not give us an answer. 713-572-4610. We want your answer. Ooh, how about a sexy pirate? Somebody said.
What's sexy about pirates?
It's how they dress.
I'm not
Jessica Rabbit.
No, you sicko. You're the reason that they have that on adult sites. I don't know what the hell is wrong with you. I would say probably like a How about like a real estate agent or something like that?
What?
Like a real estate agent.
Like in a skirt, like a business skirt?
Yeah, like have my girl act like she's showing me an apartment or something, and then, I mean.
You're
sick. That sounds like a porn
movie.
That's
sicker than anything figure I said.
Whatever.
Heaven help you the next time you have to go find an apartment.
Let's go to the racist redneck. Racist redneck. Damn, I've been looking at apartments too.
No
racist
wonder.
Redneck, go ahead.
All right. Johnny, I know you're going to really like this one. I tell you what would really turn me on is a beautiful woman cleaning some fish.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Boy, he's right.
Oh.
Yeah, he's right.
Yeah,
like with a Columbia shirt or fishing shirt on. Hell, yeah.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig, still on the air. I don't know how the hell... That happened, but it did happen.
We really shouldn't be.
And there are a lot of changes at Sports Radio 610. We're going to start a new lineup on Monday. We're going to give you our thoughts on that lineup, and we're also going to talk about the huge news coming out of the NFL 6 days away from Texans training camp. That's next.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.